Hello.
Hang on, are we recording?
Yes, we are. Hello, so this is going to be a weird episode. I'm going to take you out on a run with me.
Because
I'm a dick.
and forgot to record one this week. So we're gonna run roughly around 15K together. It was my watch started. Cool. Okay, so I done a test one yesterday. I ran about 10 miles and just sort of done a test run to make sure that the background noise isn't too much, from cars. I mean, you're going to get background noise anyway, but it's not as bad. So I've just had a block of a block from my Voom bar, which is a company I'm an ambassador for. Really, really good shit. So I tend to take one block before I start a run, any run actually. Just sort of gives me a bit of a boost. Two blocks is the equivalent of one gel. So yeah, about half a gel, because we're doing 15K today. I'm gonna do a, probably have another one, probably about 7K in. So yeah, it's gonna be a weird episode. Oh, hello. So yeah, I don't know really where I'm going with this today. I just realized I didn't record one, so but to be honest, not much has been going on in my world anyway. Outside the running world, no, in the running world, I mean, outside of my world, quite a lot's been going on. So, oh, pardon me. So Sarah Perry smashed the fucking women's backyard ultra record. Amazing. I also saw there was a bit of controversy in regards to how certain social media captions were worded. I didn't see it. I think it came across basically like even a woman can do it sort of thing. That's what sort of my understanding. I might be wrong. I saw Sarah sort of posted her two pence about it, which was a wonderful post. I'm going to release this episode today, Wednesday, 22nd of October. So go check out the post that was posted today if you haven't already. No, I don't want to do. So yeah, that was interesting. Also, I sort of found out about Tattle Life, which is a it's horrible. It's an absolute cesspit of negativity. But I found out there's a whole subsection about runners on Instagram. I won't mention names because I don't want to upset anyone. I'm sure they know. It's just horrendous things being said about people's looks, questioning abilities, whatnot. Just yeah, wasn't nice. Cross the road here. Yeah, really not nice. I'm not into that. I mean, there's some people on Instagram who I do question their ability and their what I'm looking for, sort of like what their intentions are with the attention they get off social media. I do question that, but I would never publicly, actually I need to stay on, cross the road again. I wouldn't publicly say anything, because that's just not who I am. Whoa, forgot about this hill. So I'm doing what I'm on now. Quite slowish. So yeah, so it's all been kicking off a bit outside of running in my world. Actually, let's go back. So the weekend was quite a meaty one. So I done, traffic. So I done the Saturday. The Saturday I'd done the Bakeaway. If you don't know, it's a trail route in Chester. It starts from Chester train station to Delamere train station. Really nice route. It's meant to be 13 miles. I think I'd done just less than that because I didn't actually go to Delamere train station. Boo! I stopped at the Delamere Visitor Centre. Just because I was actually not meant to do like a marathon as such, it was just meant to be a 4 hour run. So done 2 hours out, then tried to make it 2 hours back. I think I done just less than that, but I just sort of, you know, ran a bit further when I got home. So yeah, and then the next day done like 10 miles the next day, and today I'm running, so I've done, my plan this week is to do 10 miles yesterday, which I done, an hour and 20, which I overshot it a bit yesterday. I've done an hour and 25. So I'm going to do it a kilometre shorter today, so that's why I'm doing 15k. However, I'm meant to be doing 45 minutes, but it just fits better that I do 45 minutes tomorrow, because it's a run club in Chester tomorrow, just 5k, and I'll just arrive sooner, push out a little 10-15 minute run before it starts. I'll be bringing my dog as well, Oscar. Do that. And then do half an hour, 35 minute, 5K with them. And then that's it. And then I've got 50 kilometer run on Saturday, which it'll probably be more like 54, 55 kilometers. Because it's the Sandstone Trail. I'll be taking some people to do that. I've done this. This will be my third year doing it now. So, I think the turnout's going to be less than last year, but still more than the first year. not as many people. And I'm not sure what abilities are like, because I don't know any of them personally. I only know them from Instagram. I'm just going up Sandy Lane now, which if you've done the Chester Marathon or Chester Metric Marathon, you will know. So if I stop breathing like a pug, you know why. So that'll be good. And then rest day after that, naturally. This car's going to let me go. Everything's going to let me go. I gave him no choice. I'm just going to slow down a bit so I can actually talk up this hill. So, and then after that, I don't know what the training plan's like after that. I imagine it'll be recovery week, maybe. I mean, my legs are pretty tight as it is at the minute. To be honest, my left calf is really tight. I gave it just like a little self-massage last night. And I was like, oh, fuck. So, need to get the massage gun on that tonight, I think. That will help it. Maybe get some CBD stuff on it. We're on 2K now. Cheers, thank you. So yeah, just heading up the top of Sandy Lane now. And then so what I'll be doing, again, if you're aware of the Chester Marathon, Chester Metric route, I'm going to be turning left at the top and then making my way down to the River Dee, which is where it finished when I've done it, but I've done it a few years ago. I think it's changed since. So I think the last time I done Chester Marathon was 2019. Woo! Right at the top. And yeah, 2019, and it finished on Castle Drive, just by Chester Castle. So yeah, I don't know if it's still the same or what, but I won't be going that far because I'll be crossing the bridge over the river, switching the head torch on, because I'll then be running along the meadows for a bit, cut off and onto another dark trail called Duke's Drive. One of the reasons I thought I'd do a podcast while I'm running is I talk to myself a lot, because I run on my own with no music. So I do just natter to myself sometimes. Not full on conversations like this. This is slowing me right down, keeping me at a, well, what should be an easy pace, but I'm trying to go at my normal pace and talk. So I could go slower, but that's probably not going to happen. I can just see down at the river now, it's pitch black, so be interesting. Fucking vapors. God, I hate vaping. So, hang on. A car's just driven past me and blew out a plume of fucking vape. I hate it so much with a passion. Granted, I used to vape, but I done it to quit smoking. You know, people are starting vaping without even smoking a cigarette in their entire life. I just don't understand that. I just don't get it at all. Run club across the road. I think it's Kilometre Club. I think. Looks like it. That's I think less said, better. I just don't get it. If you've never smoked a cigarette in your life, why vape? I get it for kids, like kids in high school sort of age. You know, that everyone's doing it, it's peer pressure, all that sort of stuff. I mean, that's why I smoked. So I smoked cigarettes as a kid. Peer pressure, everyone else is doing it. So, actually, story how I got started smoking is kind of romantic, kind of a bit lame. So I had a MySpace girlfriend who I'd actually meet in real life, not a girlfriend who lives in Venezuela or anything like that. It was just, you know, she lived two towns over. We should meet up on weekends. And she smoked. I had the occasional cigarette back then. And then I was the eldest one, and the one who looked the oldest. I was the height I am now. I'm 33. The height I am now, I've been this height since year 9 of school. I just had like huge growth spurt, and that was it, I was done. I'd buy cigarettes, and then I went to buy her a pack with her money. I wasn't a complete simp. I ended up buying a pack myself. Fuck knows why. I think just to sort of like, you know, I mean, we probably thought we looked cool, but most definitely didn't. And then, because she smoked, I smoked. My friends smoking didn't really bother me. I wasn't really sort of like bothered about, you know, keeping up with the guys or whatever. So, yeah. So it was just a thing, just to be with my girlfriend really at the time. And then one time, and it was quite funny how I ended it. Well, she ended it. I went to her town, and we were underage drinking on the field. And I just made a twat out of myself. I can't even remember what I'd done, but I remember getting on the train, feeling full of regret. full of regret. A whole bunch of runners coming towards me now. Wow, whole load of living. So, hang on. Hello. Hi. Wow, a whole bunch of them. That might be in Chester Road Runners, I think. I don't know who they were. Usually I know them. Usually I know everyone. Sorry. So, I made a swat myself. She decided she just wants to be friends. Hang on, it's not rocket now. So, yeah, that was my first, I don't know if I could call it a heartbreak. Because I kind of knew I fucked it. but yeah, was it good? So that was 20 years ago. Fucking 20 years ago. I was actually messaging an old school friend, thinking of age. I've got tickets for the Murder Dolls, which is a band I was into when I was about 13, 20 years ago. And messaged my good mate, probably my oldest friend, James Reynolds, about it, just basically saying, 13-year-old me is jizzing right now. And kind of decided it's either going to be good fun or absolute cringe fest, you know, like weapon grade cringe. Be one or the other. Right, so the head torch is on now. We are 3.8 kilometers in. I'm on the other side of the River Dee in Chester. Anyway, I'm going to this gig. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. And then I saw Limp Bizkit have announced a tour with one of my favourite rappers, Riff Raff, in the UK. So my friend Nathan's already got tickets via O2 Priority. So I'm going to try and get general sale tickets. I think it'll come out in 2 days. Whoa, that was a big moth. Fuck about. You're going to see about getting tickets for that. Got a few other gigs this winter. Got Joey Valance and Bray. You definitely would have heard one of their songs because I think a lot was used for Instagram reels, especially running ones. Thought it was quite cool because I was like, this artist that I really like are getting new exposure. I know some people are like, oh, just jumping on the bandwagon. Fucking gatekeepers. Fuck that noise. You're a gatekeeper, you're fucking lame. I used to hate it so much. And like, you know, the only thing I did see my ass with was when Vans became mainstream and loads of people I went to school with were wearing them. I was kind of like, you used to bully fuck out of me for wearing these. Oh my god, it's use of goth. You know, fucking for wearing Vans, like, no mate. I'm a fucking skater and I'll smash my fucking skateboard across your face. Nah, I didn't really say that. Got into a few scraps back in the day, but nothing like that. Oh, here we go, we're on the field now. Meadows, I should say. Nice and quiet. Should be zero background noise apart from my steps and my heavy breathing. Whew. So yeah, last time I was running along here with a head torch on, there was lots of eyes looking back at me. I was a bit nervous because, you know, the eyes were looking forward, not at the side. If the eyes are looking forward, they're predators. If they're at the side, they're prey, so it was predators. Probably just foxes, badgers, cats, maybe rabbits, because I think the heads are so small you can probably see them with their eyes looking straight on. Scary. Where was I going? I don't know, I kind of rambled on a bit about gatekeepers. Anyway, another runner I know called Nathan, he's going. Oh, I've got the Chats as well, which is an Australian punk band. I've used one of their songs in probably my least, my reel that's done the least well, in all honesty. It's fine, yeah. I'm not one of them that sees their ass if a post or whatever hasn't done as well as I expected. I thought it was quite a good reel. It was my day out with the Black Cloak Runners run club in North Wales in Colwyn Bay. They base themselves out of Black Cloak Brewery, brewery tap place in Colwyn Bay. Really nice people. I knew some of them before I went. It's kind of why I went. Get my words out. really cool people. If I could get to them on time on Wednesdays, I'd run with them. Sorry, just fucking phlegming. So this episode's a bit random, but next week's episode is going to be a good one. So it's going to be my first ever guest, and I'm not going to say who it is. I'm not going to say why I'm having him on, but He's a really cool guy. That's for a really fucking cool reason. So I'll probably make a big sing and dance about it. I've not been doing so well on the most recent episodes in regards to, you know, posting about it. I might sort of do a post when it's released. But I just think, you know, the people who do want to listen to me ramble are subscribed on, you know, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, YouTube. And, you know, if they want to listen, it's there. So I'm not going to try and force it down people's throats. Trying to rain. Oh, don't do this to me. You know, if you're listening, that's fucking cool. You know, really appreciate it, because it's literally, I've said it before and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but this podcast is more for me. It's just talk shit that, like, that's a bit of fire. Hang on. Smoky. Don't know where that's come from. It's definitely fire smoke. Oh, fuck. That's gone now. I think I ran through it. Yeah. So this podcast is more just for me to air my thoughts, stuff that I know people in my life aren't really interested in listening to about, you know, because I bore them enough with talk about running and all that shit, and they're not interested in what I'm watching on TV and that, which actually, when I get home, I need to watch today's episode of Homes Under the Hammer. An old colleague of mine, Josh, was on it today, apparently. So, yeah, gonna watch that when I get home, I think. There we go. So yeah, that'll be good. See what he's been up to. Because he's not really, he's not on social media much. So, don't really know what he's been up to. Just caught two lovers on a bench. I actually might do a Q&A for my, maybe my next podcast, actually. I'll sort of announce it a bit sooner to the time who I've got on. But I might do a Q&A on my next solo one as well. And I might ask some questions, you know, to get some answers, because I want to know stuff. Like, I want to read stuff from people. I mean, it kind of defeats the object of why not just get people on the podcast to ask this. And that's true. I will be getting people on. I keep saying that. But not everyone wants to come on. Some people, literally, I've asked people who I think would be really cool to have on, and they're just like, oh no, I'm not interested. Oh, you get bored of me after 10 minutes. I'm like, no, I wouldn't. That's why I'm asking you on. Come and chat shit with me. Even if the episode is 10 minutes, so what? I think it's not my first or second episode was less than 10 minutes. It really does not fucking matter. I mean, this one's going to be an hour and 20. Unless I cut it off. Ooh, hang on. Bit of a hill now. Oh, shit. Forgot about this. Oh, here we go. There we are. Turn the head torch off. Just put the yellow torch on. Woo! No, I should turn it off as well. There we go. So, yeah, so, you know, there's people, well, as well, the guy who's coming on next week, so I kind of let on it's a guy, I wanted on anyway, because I'm interested in his career. So, and it just so happens he's going to do something fucking cool. So I was like, right, two birds, one stone, get it in. So he's coming up on the, I think he's coming up on the Saturday, but we're going to see, I'm going to see him on Sunday. So he's going to stay in Chester. Jeez, I'm only 5.8k in. Oh, I'm bollocks. I guess this leg, you know, it's just, don't know what it is. Oh shit. No, am I going the right way? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I think, am I going the right way? Hang on. I'm going to have to stop my watch. Make sure I'm going the right way. Where are we? Strava's the best one at the minute. Fuck off. Here we go. Yes, I am going the right way. Just need to take a left. Just looks different in the dark. Looks a lot different in the dark. So I don't come down this way often. Let's start the watch again. Stuffing and starting is horrendous. So, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, so this guy here, I'm having on. Yeah, really interested in his career. So I'll be touching on that. And I'll probably be touching on the Sandstone Trail run I'll be doing. So yeah, next week's going to be really interesting. Definitely think you should listen in. I'm not doing well tonight. It's all part of the fun, isn't it? It's all part of the fun. Am I going the right way? Fuck, I need to stop again. I can't remember if this is turning I take or if it's the next one. Why don't I just, if I said it out loud. Yeah, no, this is the right way. Right. Okay, Christian, stop being a dick now. Just stop being a dick. Okay. Ooh. My sound bars aren't going very high, so all this might be in vain. We'll see. I don't want to be putting out an episode of shit quality. Shit sound quality, I should say. If you can barely hear me. I was doing it, I done a test one yesterday, and where my mic is was like perfect, you know, so we'll see. And that was like with more traffic than tonight as well. I was really struggling yesterday because the amount of traffic I was dealing with. Whereas today I've sort of purposely gone for a route I know is quiet. We'll see. Sorry, that's disgusting, I know it is. But I'm just really phlegmy. Really phlegmy. So, oh, it's dark now as well. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, I might not even finish this run, you know. I don't want to write myself off for next week. No, for Saturday. Shit, yeah. Maybe I'll just slow down. I'll slow down. I'm meant to be going easy pace anyway. I'm going a lot faster. than I should. I can tell by my breathing. So yeah, if I just slow down a bit, I should be all right. So, but yeah, I need to have a massage. Might even have a bath time. I hate baths, but I might have one instead of a shower. Get some salts on the go. Crossing the road. Oosh! Oh god. Yeah. But I think after my 50k, I know I'm meant to run. I might not. You know, like the week after, I might just fucking do my run club runs and that's it. Just chill out. Or Tuesday, which is a run, I think I'm meant to be doing 45 minutes or half an hour, will be the day I'm seeing Murder Dolls anyway. So fuck that noise. Yeah. And then also now we're in Hanbridge. So nice area. Really nice area. Although a lot of the houses are former, like as nice as they are, used to belong to former not slaves, you know, like servants. For Duke Westminster. So there's one thing I know a lot of history about Chester. So I always been fascinated with ancient Greeks. Then naturally, oh, it's a fox. Just saw a fox. Cool. So yeah, and then naturally got into ancient Rome. That was really cool. Anyway, sorry. Fascinated by this fox I just saw. So yeah, naturally got into ancient Rome and Roman, Chester being a Roman city. It's called Deva. D-E-W-A. No, D-E-V-A. I think, I can't remember if there was a time where it was called D-E-W-A. Fuck knows why. But anyway, so, yeah. And then, so I found out about there's a civil war in Chester. Thought that was pretty fucking cool. And then, some of my English side of the family, so my family's, I'm pretty much a mongrel, but my English side of the family been in Chester like since the Viking times, you know. Was it Normans? Yeah. So how my English side of the family was formed, not really even English, was there was a noble family who were descendants of Scottish royalty, you know, had a quite big fucking patch of land in Cheshire, and they married off their daughter to a Norman, which is basically a name for a Viking who settled to the French way of life. So he was, I think he was from Norway. He was like a Norwegian noble, settled in France, and then came over here to marry Scottish nobility or whatever. And then she went from there. And then, so yeah, that's my English side of the family. They've just been in Cheshire for fucking centuries. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then the rest of them were fucking gypsies. Well, Roma, gypsies is a derogatory term. So there's Romani, Roma or Sinti are the two main tribes of Roma. But there's also, you got your Welsh, what they call Welsh something. It's basically the type of Welsh tribes that settled. You got your Irish travellers and the Scottish as well. I'm feeling much better now that I've slowed down. That's all I needed to do. So and then I've got fucking Spanish, Sicilian, fucking everything thrown in there as well. I think I'm actually more Spanish than I am English. Think about it. I don't look it. I've got brothers and sisters who do. They got olive skin, dark hair, dark eyes. Then there's me. Womp womp. I don't really talk about my family that, to be honest. Could this be the episode? No. Probably not. I will tell you that some of them are fucking horrible. Some of them are lovely. There's no in between with my family. Here we go. Right, I'm making my way to Duke's Drive now. Whew, probably definitely going to see some foxes out here. Turn the brightness up a bit, my torch. I wish I had a GoPro. This is fucking cool, eh? Yeah, I can see another runner actually, head torch coming towards me. Ooh, bat! Fucking hell, literally ran straight, flew straight in front of my face. Funny story about bats actually. I was in Chester Zoo bat cave once, and it flew right past my face, and I had a big beard at the time, and it pissed in my beard. It fucking stunk. It was so bad. Oh, so pungent. Must have been a mating piss or something. I'll turn that down. Yeah. Hey, guys. The head torch that saw has just gone past me. We're on. Gonna turn right at some point. This is cool. I've never been here at night. I'm gonna actually take a little video. My story. We're still recording. Cool. Okay, I'm gonna keep my phone up. Definitely hear foxes. Oh. I remember once when I was in my local nature trail by me, there's like a nature park thing, and literally came across a family about four foxes. It was a mum and cubs, and to be honest, I shat it. So I don't know how sort of protective they are. I mean, the cubs were juvenile, I'd say. They weren't like cubs, you know, like babies. They were like, you know, probably getting ready to leave the mum on 8K. I got another 7K to go. This feels a lot longer than it should be. I'm honest. I feel like I should be turning right anytime soon. Oh, it's just going on for so long. Whoa. It's cool though. I just hope my battery, my head torch doesn't die. Probably do being charged, in all honesty. Yeah, it's a bit weird now. God, I know. I can see the main path. Yeah. See the main path. You know. It's not gonna be the hills have eyes type dealy. I'm gonna keep my phone up though. Just see if I see anything cool. Because sorry, I keep spitting. I know it's disgusting. But I'm really struggling with phlegm today. Hydration. Oh my now. Yeah, I've slowed right down. It's fine, it's not the end of the world. I'd rather take it easy than injure myself. Just glad I brought out my head torch. I nearly didn't. Oh, and I've not got a cap on today. I've got a headband. Because I've got, now I love my head torch. I've got the Phoenix head torch. Don't know which one, don't know the name of it. It's the most expensive one. It's about 120 quid, which normally I'd never spend on something like this, but I got it with my Christmas bonus money from work, amongst some other things. And I'll tell you what, it's so worth the money. It's got me second guessing stuff now, like just buy the expensive version instead of, because usually I go in the middle. But now I'm thinking, is it just worth to get the expensive version of stuff? Because this is fucking brilliant. But anyway, one thing, the one con about it is it kind of, because I like to have it quite tight, it burrows into my head a bit. So now I've got a fractal headband on. Sort of protect me. And my hair's getting a bit lame. my hair's getting, so I'm sort of growing it, sort of not. I'm very conscious that I'm losing my hair. So I'm kind of like making the most of it. But I don't want long hair. Because I've done that before and I look like a girl. I mean, I'm not 12 years old anymore, so obviously I'm not going to have, you know, childlike features, but oh, I smell fox piss. There's more about if you've ever smelt fox piss, you definitely know what it smells like. Fox shit as well. If you've got a dog who likes to roll in it, like me, oh, you know the smell. But yeah, where was I going with this? I just joined the lot. I can't remember. What was I saying? Oh yeah, headbands. I've got a fractal headband on. Oh yeah, I'm losing my hair. Yeah, I'm losing my hair. So I'm actually using, my friend Rich is an ambassador for a company called Man Cave, who do a caffeine shampoo. Now, I do know people who use Alpecin and say they've seen a difference. And I was looking at this Man Cave one. Yeah, I could put my phone away now. And the chemical formula is near enough exactly the same. But with his ambassador discount, I literally get double the amount of product for the same price as Alpecin in the supermarket. So it's like, you know, obviously I'm going to go for it. And I have noticed a difference, if I'm honest. It's not grown back, but I'm not losing hair. Like, you know, it used to be I would run my fingers through my hair at the desk at work, and just hair would just fall out. Whereas that doesn't happen anymore. But what's annoying is my hair's naturally curly, and I like it when it curls, but when I wash it, it just straightens out and goes all floppy and clean. And I'm like, oh, damn it. You know. So I'll just have a torch down some little girls with their dad coming. So yeah, that's a bit annoying. But no, I'm going to keep my hair a bit longer. I'm game. I'm game, baby. So yeah, we'll see. Right. Now I'll keep the head torch on. I'm making my way downtown. Moving fast, faces past, and I'm homebound. Please don't copyright infringe me for singing that bit of the song. Da 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 da. And I need you. I'll stop now before I do. Yeah. Nearly back into town. Oh, I can see cars. The need for the head torch is lessening. So that's good. Woo! Just need it for this last bit before I hit the car park. So it's going to be a big puddle in a minute. Ooh. Oh no, it's not here today. Usually there's a huge puddle. It's not there. So I've hit 9k, just a bit behind there while I was singing. Is it Vanessa Carlton? I've not had my Voom yet. I had it at the beginning and that was it. So, oh, it's the Run Club again. There they are. Lightweight. I think, oh, is there more? No, there's more. Right, I can go. I can go. Right, let's cross this roundabout. I was using indicators so if I get hit, cha-ching. So right now, we're going to cross over quite a busy bridge in Chester. If you know Chester well, it's the old D bridge. It goes over the race course. No, old D bridge, the one by Hanbridge, sorry. Talking on my ass, there's me go, I know my history. Obviously I don't. So yeah, we're going to cross over the River Dee and race course now. It's meant to be 20 miles per hour for the cars. Some of these cars are definitely not doing 20. Naughty! Do you really like it? Is it wicked? Loving it, loving it, loving it! We're loving it like this! Again. Let's not get into copyright infringement. Inside! There's one thing as well you might notice. Is my music taste is quite diverse. So, growing up in the 2000s, well, yeah, I'm a 90s baby, but, you know, I was like growing up properly in the 2000s. I had access to actual music channels when MTV used to actually put music on. Well, actually, I lie. You had MTV Hits, MTV 2, MTV Bass, and MTV Dance that were playing music. Actual MTV was like Cribs, MTV Cribs, Pimp My Ride, you know, all that shit. We had about, so I was lucky enough to have Sky TV, which if you're in America or whatever, it's like having cable. It was like, if it's a cable, we had satellite TV. It had like shit ton of music channels. And say like, usually I'd skip to my usual ones. So I had, oh shit, 10K. So I'd usually go MTV2, Q, Kerrang, P-Rock and Scuzz. But I grew up in a very multicultural household. And I say that not as a, you know, from a mixed race aspect. It's more like, so my mum was proper into her grunge, and like, you know, like rock. And my dad, though, she was into a hip hop as well, like really, you know, old school hip hop. So my mum was a teenager when she had me, so, you know, she was a teenager in like late 80s, early 90s. And she was just really cool, like she was a catwalk model and all this shit. And then my dad was an old school raver. So, you know, I grew up listening to Public Enemy, Nirvana, Massive Attack, or, you know, just some white label fucking heavy dance track that I cannot fucking tell you. So, cool little household. They fucking loved their vinyl and that. My mum got really upset once because I got into, when I got into hip hop properly, she was going to give me her, a few of her Public Enemy LPs on vinyl, because I collect vinyl as well. And she went to get them for me and they were damaged, like weather damaged. She was really upset about it. I mean, so was I, but, you know, she was really upset. Back then I wouldn't have said it, but now looking back at it, I was definitely a new metal kid. I loved Slipknot, Limp Bizkit, Deftones, but I also loved like Blink-182, Sum 41, New Found Glory. I still love all these bands, by the way. I think Blink-182 was actually one of the first albums I owned. No, it wasn't a lie. It was the second album I ever owned. My first album I ever owned was Blur, Park Life, like the album. I don't know who got me that. It was on cassette. And then, yeah, Blink-182 album, also on cassette. And that was just because I liked the, I liked the music, but being a very young child, I should say, I liked the music videos as well, because they're all funny. I mean, this is pre-Travis Barker. This is Scott days, you know. I think it was the Cheshire Cat. Yeah, Cheshire Cat was my first Blink album. Fucking cool, man. Real fucking cool. Back on the River Dee now. I grew up with a whole diversity of music. It was pretty fucking solid. And I think it sort of made me more tolerable of other people, even though people weren't tolerable of me, you know, because I dressed in black and had long hair, they didn't know I was into fucking Oxide and Neutrino and stuff like that. They just saw the fucking skater kid, wrote him off. It was actually in year 9 at school. One of the less tolerable kids caught me under my breath, rapping along to straight out of Compton. Was it Fuck the Police? I can't remember. But anyway, they thought it was really fucking cool because they didn't know the song. And they were like, oh, is that you? Like, no, no, no. I was like, yeah, it's me, but I didn't write it. So, yeah. And then that sort of helped with my social standing, I should say. It's pretty pretty interesting how people sort of react, you know, to others based on what sort of clique they were. Like, there's people who I see and I can tell, 11K, I can tell, like, if we're in school together, if we would or wouldn't have got along. But I don't know, because there were like goth and emo kids who I wasn't particularly tolerable of. But I think that's because people used to put my mates and them in the same basket and were like, nah, we're not the same. You know, you push them over, they'll just, you know, put the hair over their eyes. You know, we'll fucking corner you, take all our ties off, make it a really hard small knot and just fucking flog you over with our ties, you know. That's what we used to do. I just fucking loved scrapping anyway. All of us did. So, yeah, little shits. Little shits. Yeah, all good fun. Back in the day. Head torch back on. There we go. There we are. As you fucking see now. I'm going to get one of my mates on, actually, who I used to scrap a lot. Not against him, but me and him used to scrap with other people. So I'm going to get him on. Not just to talk about that, but talk about how, you know, we've both changed and matured and gone completely separate to our old ways. Between us, we've both relapsed, but we came out stronger for it. I think relapsing is definitely not part of the process, but I think it definitely sort of helps you know where you could go wrong in future. So I'm going up a hill now. You know, so certain things from when I relapsed, I know to avoid. I used to think, yeah, I'm fine with people doing it around me. I'm not. I'm really not. I fucking, you know, I'm like a fucking cartoon wolf that sees steak, you know, and their eyes fucking pop out, start drooling. That's me. So I can't be around it at all. I even have to be careful, like, what sort of venues I go into on nights out. So that's one thing I can do, which some people can't do. Some people cannot drink at all because they know they'll get on it as soon as they have one sip of beer or whatever, whereas I can have a proper night out and stay off the bag. But yeah, some people can't. But yeah, if I know I'm in a place where it's likely it's going to be present, you know, I'll just skip it. If I can, oh, hang on. Walk up this tiny bit of hill. Oh, just gonna, there you go. Quick sip of water. Ah, there we go, back on it. Right, got 18 minutes left. I think we'll be all right. I think I'll get home before then, if I'm honest. If I do, fucking so be it. Not the end of the world. although my Training Peaks app will make up like it is. So what are we on? It's been over an hour on the old podcast. Longest episode yet. Yeah. So we might as well stick around. I was going to maybe cut it off after an hour. Or 10K, but okay, you might as well stick around now. Nearly home. Oh, right. Going across one of the most dangerous roads in Chester. The exit for Dolby UT and Indigo Sun. Fucking hell. People who fucking swing up this bend. Scary. All Fiat 500s. Audi A3s. Or, what's the other one? I can't remember now. Toyota Yaris's, maybe? Right. Whoa. Let's get home. But yeah, scary. And I'm not sort of saying it's women, it's just women. No, not at all. When I say Audi A3s, that covers men as well. Yeah, no sexism in that at all. It's just the type of cars more than anything. So yeah. Just scary. What are we on? Oh, we're on. 1 hour and 5 minutes. That was a mini. Maybe. It's like, what are you doing having a mini with that sort of engine? Funny. It's quite funny as well, like, I used to, I've always hated Barry Boys. I'm not sure if there's another name for it now, Boy Racers. Back in my day, we used to call them Barry Boys. I used to call them Batty Boys. Obviously, I wasn't as mature back then as I am now. But yeah, used to hate them. And because I used to, and then I sort of got put under this umbrella of, oh, don't worry about Chrissy, doesn't like cars. It's like, I do, that's why I hate boy racers. Because I think that type of cars are shit. You know, I've always been a rally fan. Yeah, WRC, loved it. Not so much anymore, just because I think it's just not as good. The amateur stuff is, the actual World Rally Championships, I just don't find it as entertaining as I used to. And my sense of danger has dwindled, you know. I see, I see the people like on the tracks, you know, watch it. I'm just like, nope. Like back in the day, I used to love it. I used to be like, as they fucking went past my face at 80 miles per hour, whatever. Downhill section now. Just let gravity do its work. So I need to go uphill again. but yeah, I've got really into watching like the old 80s stuff. Like around 1985 was really a fucking sick time, especially Group B rally. And you know, you had Michel Mouton driving the Audi Quattro. That was, yeah, she is my fucking idol, especially for women in sports. You know, you can praise Courtney DeWalter and that as much as you want, but no one done as much for feminism and sort of like equality in sports as much as Michel Mouton. If you don't know about her, there is a documentary called, I think it's called Queen of Speed, or Speed Queen. Watch it. She's fucking iconic. I mean, back in the day, she's just talking one-liners, you know, she was fucking, and, like, she's beautiful as well. I mean, she still is, she's a much older woman now, but, like, you know, you just see this beautiful French woman, and then she just switches, you know, her whole face changes when she's in race mode, and that's, like, oh, wow. She fucking means business. She's here to fucking destroy everyone, you know. It's like, and like, even like, she had a boyfriend for most of her career, bless him. They sort of split up as soon as her career ended. And you know, he used to say, like, she's a completely different person once she's in the car. But you can see on her face as well, like, it's like her whole facial structure changes. And her co-driver as well, who I think she's well into her 70s and still is a rally co-driver. I can't remember her name. I think she's from Belgium. I should know her name because she's featured heavily in the documentary. She's fucking badass as well. But yeah, fucking Michelle Hamilton, an incredible woman. That Northern Lights again. Nah, looks like a 13k in now. Nearly home. Probably gonna be just under 15k by the time I get home. Yeah, it's gonna be less than 15, less than an hour and 20, I think. Yeah, probably looking more like hour 16, I'm gonna guess. I know when I'm a kilometer away from home anyway, so I'll let you know when we're on our final countdown. So, okay, let's go. Oh, nearly there. Oh, well, stop some roadworks back on Sandy Lane. The river fucking stinks. Try not to breathe through my mouth. For those who don't know, I have a deviated septum. So I'm a mouth breather. And yeah, I can fucking taste smell sometimes. Just then, I tasted the river through the air. Not fun. Whew. Okay, well, top of a hill now, to go down a small uphill, and that's my lot, the rest is flat, oh, fucking hell, Jesus, let's get on the road, some people on the path. There's going to be some cars coming soon. Nope, we're all good. Cross with no fucks given. So, here we go. Bit downhill. And very shortly, be a kilometre away from home. Probably roundabout, not yet, I'd say roundabout now, we're a kilometre away, we're currently on 13.54, oh fuck about, so it's going to be about 14 and a half, okay, by the time we get home, definitely going to be Yeah, we're now I'm 13. So I don't know, now I'm 18. So yeah, annoying, but oh well. Oh well. But yeah, we've come full circle, guys. If you're still listening, thank you for staying. And if you're still listening, the sound quality isn't awful. It's probably not great. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, another runner coming past me. It's quite loud tonight. Well, I've seen three club runs. One, two, three, about five single runners. So yeah, it's quite a lot out tonight. Oh, this hill on tight legs is not fun. It's usually easier. But no, not tonight. Not tonight. It's nearly there. Right. Might switch off now. Oh, should I keep you on? I'll keep you on. Keep me company when I get home. what's this car waiting for? Oh, it looks a bit diddy. It's so funny how people are only just clocking on to diddy now. I mean, I knew back in the early 2000s, a little kid from England, about diddy parties. Was, you know, who didn't know about them and what went on? Fucking hell. Power's only just coming out now. I've always said about, you know, when like people say, oh, what's a conspiracy theory you 100% believe is true? And mine is, Notorious B.I.G. was gay and he got killed because of it. Tupac was as well. And a little bit more out there, but there is a theory that they were lovers and P. Diddy had them both killed because one, Tupac killed because jealous, and then Biggie killed because of the money he'll make from it. Yeah, there's loads of, like, I mean, I've known for ages about Biggie because some of his lyrics are really homoerotic. So I always kind of knew. And Tupac is just really obvious. Always has been. But yeah, that's my theory from them. But it's just funny how people are just clocking on. Oh, another runner. Where dog? Get onto the road. There we are. Nearly home. We're about 500 metres now. Yeah. 500 metres, what are we on now? 14.25k. So yeah, probably about 14.75. We're at 1 hour 17. So yeah, I think I was bang on about 1 hour 18. Oh. I'm trying not to phlegm up anymore, sorry. But yeah, nearly home. Oh, yeah, I think I might soak the legs tonight. I've got an ice bath in the back, but water's not been cold enough. And I don't make a habit of buying ice. So I usually wait until the winter. Yeah, wait till winter. Free ice. And it's not because I'm stingy or anything like that. I just think buying ice is, I'm not sure if it's harmful to the environment or not. That sounds daft, but there's just plastic bags when I've got loads of ice trays at home. I just make my own. Well, it's just, it's a faff, isn't it? It's a faff. Right. Oh no, I'm actually B. 1 hour 19. I might even, you know what? Let's make it 1:20. Oh, yeah, let's make it 1:20. Whew. Oh, right. So what are we on now? We are on 1:18:54. So yeah, let's just go down this hill. 1 hour 19. And then I'll turn back around in a sec. Oh, dead. Dead. I'm not, I'm alright. Just talking constantly while running is taking it out of me. So there we are. 19 and a half. Probably a slow 30 seconds up back up this hill. Because I went down the hill. Didn't think about having to come back up. 19:40. Oh, come on, guys. Push me through it. Your spirit is going to push me through it. Oh, there we go. Oh, what are we on there? 19:58. 1 hour 20. Might as well finish till I get home now. Oh, come on. Right. And I'm home. Oh, well, if you're still listening, thank you for coming on a run with me. Not sure if, hang on. Not sure if what some of I said was controversial or not. I love a conspiracy theory though, so I'm not a tinfoil hatter, but yeah, I do love a conspiracy theory. So there'll probably be more of them on later podcasts, if I'm honest. Let's just let my Garmin save. It's all saved. We're all done. So yeah, again, if you're still listening, thanks for coming along. I probably won't do this again. I'll just stick to sat down in a cozy room somewhere, talking. Yeah, probably not do this again. It's so hard to talk constantly. Anyway, see you later. Bye.